弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴今天我们再一次在主日相聚，一起来敬拜神。
Very glad that we can gather together again on Sunday morning to worship God together.
今天我们继续来一起研读加拉太书。
Today we will continue our study on the book of Galatians.
这本书真是有很多属灵的这样的亮光。
There indeed are many spiritual insights for us.
对我们当今时代的基督徒也是非常的实用。
It is very applicable to Christians of today.
那么今天我们来看的是加拉太书第三章第一节到第十四节。
Today our study will take us to Galatians chapter 3 verses 1 to 14.
那在2018年的时候啊，在泰国发生了一件事情。
In the year 2018, something happened in the country of Thailand.
那这个事情轰动了整个世界。
And this incident was well known among the whole world.
因为当时呢，有一批少年的足球队，他们到一个山洞里去做野餐。
There was a group of a football, youth football team, where they went to the mountain for a picnic.
结果呢，正是赶到夏季 雨季的时候，那么突然间洪水来了，把他们围困在山洞里。
It was during a rainy season, so the flood came and they were trapped in a cave.
那么这个事情引起了世界各个国家的关注。
And this incident brought about a worldwide concern.
那很多的国家派了救援的队伍啊，甚至是设备各种方法。去拯救他们。
And many countries sent rescue teams and special equipment in order to rescue them.
那历经了18天，那么这个12位球员加上一位教练都平安的获救了。
And after 18 days, 12 football team members and the coach were rescued.
所以人们对这个灾难呢，有一种特别的情怀。
People pay special attention to disasters.
特别是对深困陷阱这样的灾难。
Especially when someone is trapped.
那这是有生命之忧。
Because it causes concern for their life.
很容易引起人们的关注。
It's very easily to bring about a worldwide concern.
其实啊，人生有很多看不见的陷阱。
But in reality, there are many traps in our lives.
这些都会对我们的生命造成损害。
These will cause damage to our lives.
其程度不亚于这些被困在山洞里面人所受到的危害。
And the damage is no less than the people who were trapped in the caves.
只是这些陷阱呢，尚没有引起人们足够的重视。
The only difference is that these traps were not paid attention to by common people.
深陷其中却无力自拔。
Sometimes we're trapped in it, but we cannot save ourselves.
那今天我们所要谈论的其中的一个陷阱啊，就是其中的一个例子。
Today, we will discuss one of the traps as an example.
那这个陷阱就是表现的陷阱。
And this trap, we would call it the performance trap.
因为人生离不开表现。
Our lives cannot depart from performing.
我们升学需要根据表现。
When we move up a grade, it depends on our performance.
我们求职也需要表现。
When we look for a job, it also depends on our performance.
我们晋级也是需要表现。
And our promotion also based on our performance.
那么几乎我们所有的人际关系也与表现相关的。
And almost every human relationship is dependent on our performance.
那么表现好就有好的关系。
When we perform well, we would establish good relationship.
表现差就有差的关系。
And when we don't perform well, we would create a bad relationship.
甚至是没有关系。
Even to a point where we cannot establish any relationship.
如果在家里表现不好的话，你的老公或者是老婆就不高兴。
If we don't perform well, our spouse will not be happy.
那你在公司表现不好的话，老板不高兴。
If you don't perform well at your job, your boss will not be happy.
那你要在教会表现不好的话呢？
So if you don't perform well in the church,
大家都不高兴。
Everyone will be unhappy.
所以这种价值观呢，潜移默化影响着我们每一个人。
So this value system affects us silently and gradually.
不知不觉我们就把它带入我们信仰的生活。
And very unawarely, we would bring this mentality into our life of faith.
也会影响我们跟上帝的关系。
It also influences our relationship with God.
那么在我们和上帝的关系之中，是否这个也是取决于我们的表现呢？
So is the performance mentality eventually affect our relationship with our Lord?
今天我们就一起来思考这个问题。
So today we will consider this issue.
其实自从孩提的时代啊，我们就学到了一个教训。
So actually, ever since childhood, we have learned a lesson.
所以我们的表现呢，常常跟后果有关系。
Our performance is closely related with the result.
我们表现好的时候，那么就得到鼓励和奖赏。
Well, when we perform well, we can receive encouragement and reward.
如果表现不好的话，我们就受到批评或者是责罚。
And when we don't perform well, we would receive rebuke and punishment.
这个我们从我们的家长父母的管教，还是在学校里面老师的管教，都从得到了这一个经验。
And this experience is proved by how we are treated by our parents and our teachers with their discipline.
所以在这种反复的印证的过程中啊，我们的表现的习惯已经根深蒂固的形成了。
So in this repeated proving of whether we perform well or not, and the habit of performance is deeply rooted in our life.
潜意识当中啊，我们就培养了一种自动的机制。
So unconsciously, we have developed an automatic mechanism.
我们以表现来赢得别人的肯定。
That we would win people's affirmation by our performance.
久而久之呢，这就演变成我们行事为人的一个背后的推手。
So in the long run,this performance mentality becomes a driving force in our behavior.
那以前我在教会遇到一个姐妹啊，后来就跟她的交谈就发现她有一些个这样的问题。
In my previous church, I met a sister. After talking with her, I found that she had this problem.
那她呢，本来是做这个电脑工作的啊。
She was working in the computer field.
然后呢，她又是个单身。
And she's also a single person.
那她的经济上应该没有什么问题啊。
But she shouldn't have any financial problem.
但是后来我发现了，她跟我讲她有很多经济上的困难。
But then she told me that she had many, many financial problems.
因为她要帮她的姐姐呀，去还这个房屋的贷款。
Because she needed to pay the mortgage debt for her sister.
那这个问题已经拖了好几年了。
This issue has lasted for many years.
她就是没有勇气跟她的姐姐说 no.
And she didn't have the courage to tell her sister no.
其实她心里是很觉得很挣扎的。
So she struggled a lot in her heart.
但是她知道如果她不这样做，她就很害怕，她那个关系就已经不存在了。
She feared that if she didn't do that, it would damage her relationship with her sister.
所以我们可以看到说，从这个例子看到，说这个表现的情况是成为很多的时候是束缚我们的一个捆绑。
So from this experience, we can see that the performance mentality sometimes will become a bondage for us.
我几乎没有任何例外，我们每个人都限制于表现。
So without exception, I think everyone is limited or bounded by their performance.
那么人是需要自我实现来建立自信的。
People need to establish their confidence in self-actualization.
这是人的基本需要。
This is our basic need.
因此表现的背后啊，孕育着巨大的能量。
So there exists a huge power behind this performance mentality.
而且也被无数次的这个人生的经验所证实了。
And it also has been proved by many, many life experiences.
所以依靠表现，我们可以获得安全感和认同感。
Through our performance, we can gain a sense of security and identity.
仿佛我们人生的价值就得到了实现。
As if we have gained our value of existence.
但遗憾的是呢，这并不是真理。
But regrettably, this is not the truth.
故此啊，因为表现所带来的满足是不能持久的。
So we can see that the satisfaction gained from performance cannot last long.
很多时候我们努力表现并不能得到所期望的回报。
And many times with our hard-earned efforts, we cannot accept to receive the reward that we expect.
所以这个挫折感呢，也由此衍生而来。
And from there, we would gain the sense of a struggling.
这种自我的表现呢，同时也体现在我们的信仰生活之中。
So this performance mentality is also seen in our life of faith.
所以我们将人与人相处的经验毫不思索的就用在了神明的身上。
We apply our relationship with God based on our relationship with people.
所以我们华人这个拜拜的传统啊，也正是源于如此。
I think the Chinese worship to the idols, the tradition came from this as well.
Yeah. 那以前我的有个老太太，她就要去庙里面去烧香请愿。
Once I knew an older lady, she would go to the temple to burn incense and pray.
我说您为什么要去呢？从来都没这么十几年都没有去过烧过一次香的啊。
So I asked, you know, for more than 10 years, you haven't gone to the temple to burn incense. How come you're doing that right now?
她说现在我一定要去了。
She said, I have to go now.
因为我儿子结婚了，我想得个孙。
Because my son just got married and I want to have a grandchild.
不是，是孙子，不是孙女。她希望生个男孩，不是个女孩啊。
She wants to have a grandson instead of a granddaughter.
因为中国只能生一个的。
Because in China, there is a one-child policy.
所以她要去烧香拜佛，希望能得到一个男孩。
So she wanted to go to the temple to burn incense and to pray to the idols so that she can have a grandson.
所以在与上帝的关系中啊，有的时候我们也自动定格为表现。
So in our relationship with God, we have formed this custom of our performance.
上帝接纳或者是喜悦与否呢，和我们的表现是有关的。
Whether God accepts us or not, or whether God is pleased with us or not, all depends on our performance.
这就是表现的陷阱。
So this is the trap of performance.
那怎么样来逃离这样的陷阱呢？
Now how can we avoid this trap?
那今天我们继续研读加拉太书啊。
And today as we continue in the book of Galatians,
那保罗从第三章开始就开始详细的阐述因信称义的这个教义。
Beginning on chapter 3, Paul starts to explain in detail the doctrine of justification.
所以强力的驳斥这个律法主义者的观点。
He strongly refuted the arguments of legalism.
那么这个就是他这些律法主义者就说信徒一定要完全的遵守律法才能得救。
The legalists argued that you have to observe the law in order to be saved.
所以保罗是坚持说上帝已经完全接纳了我。
But Paul insisted that God has totally accepted us.
这个不是因为我们做了什么。
It's not because of what we have done.
而是因为耶稣基督在十字架上。所成就的。
But because of what Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
所以我们先来看这段经文。
So let's look at this passage first.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开加拉太书第三章，我们来看第一节到第十四节。
If you have your Bible, please turn to Galatians chapter 3. We will read through verses 1 to 14.
新约圣经加拉太书第三章一到十四节。
Book of Galatians chapter 3.
我来读中文，裴师母来读英文。
I will read in Chinese and Mrs. Petzl will read in English.
无知的加拉太人呐、啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you?
我只要问你们这一件，你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢？
That's only what I learn of you. Received you the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？
Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh?
你们受苦如此之多，都是徒然的吗？
Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain?
难道果真是徒然的吗？
If it be yet in vain.
那赐给你们圣灵，又在你们中间行异能的，是因你们行律法呢，是因你们听信福音呢？
He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Know ye therefore that they which are of faith the same are the children of Abraham.
并且圣经既然预先看明，神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你得福。
And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed.
可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham.
凡以行律法为本的都是被诅咒的，因为经文记着，凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的，就被诅咒。
For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them.
没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的。英文经上说，义人必因信得生。
But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, It is evident, for the just shall live by faith.
律法原不本乎信，只说行这些事的就必因此活着。
The law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them.
基督既为我们受了诅咒，就赎出我们脱离律法的诅咒，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上就是被诅咒的。
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree.
这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
所以保罗从第三章开始论证因信称义的教义。
So beginning in chapter 3, Paul began to argue on the doctrine of justification.
什么是因信称义呢？
So what is justification?
因信称义就是指一个人得救呢，唯有是出于上帝的恩典。
Justification means that when someone is saved, it is only because of God's grace.
借着信靠耶稣基督，而不是依赖个人的行为。
through trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and not dependent upon personal deeds.
所以这段经文保罗分三个部分来论证因信称义。
So in this passage, Paul divided into three parts and using these three parts to argue about justification.
是从第一节到第五节是基于加拉太人的属灵经验。
From verses 1 to 5, it's based on Galatians' spiritual experience.
那在这一段里有一个关键词。
And in this passage, there is a key word.
这个关键词就是圣灵。
Which is the Holy Spirit.
那第六节、第九节是保罗引证亚伯拉罕的见证。
And from verses 6 to 9, Paul alluded to Abraham's testimony.
那这一段有一个关键词就是信心。
And the key word in this passage is faith.
那么最后在第十节到十四节呢，保罗多次引用了这个旧约的圣经。
And then in verses 10 to 14, Paul many times alluded to the Old Testament scriptures.
那么说明没有一个人是靠着律法得以在神面前称义的。
To illustrate that no one can be justified before God by keeping the law.
所以这里的关键词这一段是律法。
And the key word in this section is the law.
所以从第一节到第五节这第一部分开始保罗就一连气问了六个问题。
In the first section, verses 1 to 5, Paul asked six questions.
那么这六个问题是提醒加拉太信徒啊。
And these six questions were asked to remind the Galatian believers.
他说你们当初得救的经历，你们接受了圣灵，经历了圣灵的同在，这些都见证了神迹奇事。
Paul alluded that when they were first saved, when they accepted the Holy Spirit, and when they experienced the presence of the Holy Spirit, they also witnessed God's miracles.
这些表明啊，他们被上帝接纳是因为相信了福音，而不是遵守律法。
All these shows that when they are accepted by God is because of their faith in the gospel and not because of obeying the law.
那么圣灵在这一段出现了三次。
The word Holy Spirit appears three times in this section.
在第二节、第三节和第五节。
In verses 2, 3, and 5.
所以加拉太信徒他们与圣灵之间的这种关系和互动就是一个最好的证据。
So the interaction between the Galatian believers and the Holy Spirit was their best proof.
那接下来保罗又以亚伯拉罕为例来说明因信称义的根源。
Next, Paul used Abraham's example as the basis for justification.
那亚伯拉罕的名字啊，在加拉太书中一共出现了九次。
Abraham's name appeared 9 times in the book of Galatians.
那么其中八次是出现在这个第三章当中。
Among which 8 times appeared in chapter 3.
所以由此可见，这亚伯拉罕的属灵经历啊，乃是保罗论证的一个主要依据。
So by this, we can see that Abraham's spiritual experience.Is a basic basis of Paul's argument.
所以保罗引经据典的证明说亚伯拉罕是因信称义。
So Paul used the scriptures to prove that Abraham was justified by his faith.
所以他的子孙也就是以色列人也是因信称义。
So his descendants, the Israelites, also were justified by their faith.
对外邦人更是因信称义。
So even so with the Gentiles.
因为外邦人从来都不知道这个律法。
Because the Gentiles never knew the law.
所以在上帝的整个救赎计划当中，从古至今没有一个人不是因为因信称义而得救。
So in God's overall plan of salvation from ancient times until today, no one is justified not because of faith.
那因为亚伯拉罕呢又是以色列人的始祖啊。
And because Abraham is the ancestor for the Israelites.
所以毫无疑问这样的例证啊是最为有力的这个驳斥那些律法主义者的证据。
So undoubtedly, using Abraham as an example is the most powerful refutation for those legalists.
那么从第十节到第十四节的时候 保罗多次引用了旧约的经文。
So from verses 10 to 14, Paul uses many times the Old Testament scriptures.
那第十节引用的是申命记。
In verse 10, he uses the book of Deuteronomy.
第十一节，那么他引用的是哈巴谷书。
In verse 11, he uses the book of Habakkuk.
那么第十二节是引用的申命记。
In verse 12, he used the book of Leviticus.
那么第十三节是引用的申命记。
Verse 13, he uses the book of Deuteronomy.
那么他多次引用这个旧约的经文，就是要论证说没有人可以靠律法称义。
So by using the Old Testament scriptures many times, he was arguing that no one can be justified not through faith.
注意这里面在第十节保罗说凡以行律法为本的都是被诅咒的。
Notice that in verse 10, it says those people who observe the law are under a curse.
请注意啊，这里并不是说行律法受诅咒。
Notice that it's not that you are cursed because you observe the law.
乃是那些以行律法为本的。
But to use the law as your capital, as your basis for justification.
所以这是一种错误的使用律法的方法。
And this is a misuse of the law.
律法本身是好的。
The law itself is good.
上帝是将律法赐给以色列人。
And God gave the law to the Israelites.
用来约束人的行为。
To restrict people's behavior.
来指出人的过犯。
And the function is to point out our errors.
那么诗篇有很多的篇章是来颂赞律法的美妙。
We know in the book of Psalms, there are many chapters which praise the law.
但是没有人可以完全的遵行律法。
But no one can obey the law completely.
所以律法不能使人在上帝面前称义。
So the law cannot make us to be justified before God.
所以这个是保罗论证的一个最基本的观点。
So this is a very basic concept of Paul's argument.
所以信徒是因着信在耶稣基督上而得救。
So the believers through faith in Jesus Christ are being justified.
我们不是靠努力来赢得上帝的救恩。
We do not earn our salvation based on our own effort.
其实在我们的人生经验当中啊，也有很多这样的情况。
Actually, in our life experiences, we can see many of these situations.
比如说我们的父母对我们的爱，我们就不是说首先是赢得的。
For example, the love our parents have for us is not that something we earned.
也因为在我们出生之前，父母就已经爱了我们。
Because even before we were born, our parents have loved us.
那么你刚刚出生的时候，你也拿什么去表现？也没有表现，那是父母也就完全接纳了。
And when you're first born, what kind of performance can you do? Your parents have already accepted you, not because of your performance.
所以从这一点上，大概我们也可以应用到我们与上帝的关系上。
So at this point, we can apply that to our relationship with God.
所以上帝爱了我们，远远在我们知道他是上帝之前就已经发生了。
So God loved us even long before we even know him.
所以啊，落入这种表现的陷阱啊，是一种非常痛苦和绝望。
So falling this performance trap is very painful and also desperate.
当我们的内心呢，从这种表现的这个陷阱中得到释放出来的时候
，So when our heart is released from this performance trap，
我们才能真正体会到这种在耶稣基督里面的真正的自由。
We can truly experience the freedom in Jesus Christ。
所以，我们基督徒应该警惕啊这种赚得的态度。
So Christians need to be aware of this attitude of something that we can earn。
在这种表现的陷阱的束缚之下、
Under the bondage of this performance trap,
我们因为表现而肯定自己。
Through performance, we can get self-affirmation.
那个是虚假的，那只能得到暂时的一种满足。
That is fake and can only give us temporary satisfaction.
所以我们首先应该到认识到这种陷阱。
So first of all, we need to recognize this trap.
这是我们走向释放的第一步。
This is the first step toward our being released from the trap.
我们都是神的儿女啊。
We are all God's children.
那么这个我们的身份已经确定。
Our identity has been confirmed.
这个是上帝的恩典，也是我们信心的结果。
And this is God's grace. It's also the result of our faith.
那么我们不是用表现去赚取神儿女的身份。
We do not earn our status as God's children from our performance.
我们也不可能用表现去换取这样的身份。
It's impossible to exchange for this identity through our performance.
那么可能有人就会问题了哈。
So some people may ask.
就那样我们是不是可以用表现去换取上帝的祝福呢？
So can we exchange for God's blessing through our performance?
我们知道我们不能换取我们的救恩，我们不能换取这样的身份，但祝福也许可以换取吧。
We know we cannot exchange for our salvation and God's love because this is freely given to us. But can we earn God's blessing through our performance then?
所以表现的目的啊，就是赚取。
So the purpose for our performance is to earn something.
我们比较重视外在的形象。
We pay more attention to our outward appearance.
而忽视了那种内心的改变、啊、
to the neglect of the change in heart.
其实在我们与神的关系当中、啊、
actually in our relationship with God,
没有任何一样东西是我们赚得的。
Nothing is earned by us.
我再说一遍这句话。
Let me repeat this.
那么在我们与神的关系当中、啊、没有任何一样东西是我们赚得的。
In our relationship with God, nothing is gained by our performance.
所以一切都是神的恩典。
Everything is by God's grace.
所以从来我们都不应该有那种赚得的态度。
We should never have this attitude that we have earned something.
不但救恩不是我们赚来的。
Not only the salvation is not earned by our effort.
那么上帝在今生在来世赐给我们所有的一切都是他恩典的赏赐。
Everything that we have from God in this life and the life and the life beyond, it's all from God's grace.
所以这就是基督教与世界上其他宗教的一个最大的区别。
This is the greatest difference between Christianity and any other world religion.
那么其他的宗教是告诉人们要积德行善，乐善好施。
All other religions tell people to do good and to accumulate your merit.
这样你死后才能有个好的去处。
By doing this, you will have a better place when you die.
我们注意这里的因果关系、啊、
Let us take notice of the cause and effect relationship here.
那我们基督教也告诉人们要积德行善。
Of course, Christianity also tells us to do good.
但这不是原因，而是结果。
But this is not the cause, but the result.
这个原因呢，乃是上帝已经先爱了我们。
The cause is that God has loved us first.
所以预备了基督的福音给我们。
And he has prepared the salvation in Christ for us.
所以让将来我们可以在耶稣基督里得到所有的应许。
That we may gain all the promises in Christ.
那么可能有人会问，那基督徒需要在上帝面前表现吗？
So some people may ask, so do Christians need to perform before God?
当然。
Of course.
我们需要有好的行为。
We need to have good deeds.
不过那个不是原因呢。
But that is not the cause.
但是乃是结果。
But the effect, the result of becoming a Christian.
那从前有一个做生意的人哈。
Once there was a businessman.
那么他要啊有一个重大的投资项目。
He has a major investment project.
那么其实就跟其他的 这个拜拜的一样哈，有重大事情他到去庙里去拜一拜哈。
So just like people who worship the idols, when major events happened, he would go to the temple to worship.
所以这个生意人呢，他就到教会，他就说，哎呀，我给教会奉献一大笔钱。
So this businessman came to church, I want to give a big donation to your church.
然后求这个上帝保守我生意成功。
And pray to God that he would make my business successful.
但是实际上他生意不但没有成功，后来的生意完全失败。
But in reality, he did not succeed, but failed in his business endeavor.
于是他回来就跟教会说，请你把我奉献那个钱还给我。
So consequently, he came back to church and said, please give back my donation.
The church 说，这怎么能可能再把钱还给你呢？你拿出去的不可能再回去的嘛。
So the church replied by saying, no, that's impossible to give you back your donation.
就是可以看到说这个生意人当时他奉献的时候，他的心态是怎么。
So we can see the attitude of this businessman when he donated to the church.
所以我们在上帝面前的表现不是为了什么，乃是因为什么。
So the performance we have before God is not because what we was a purpose, but because of he has done something for us.
但可能也有人会说，既然这表现不能赢得什么，那陈牧师，那将来我们教会就没有人表现了。
So people would also ask, since we don't gain anything from our performance, Pastor Chen, so we don't need to perform anyway and at all, right?
我到哪里去找人做事情？
Then where can we find people to do things for God?
我们基督徒要表现，像我刚才讲，是因为上帝的爱的激励。
Like I said previously, we perform because we are encouraged, we're inspired by God's love.
这也是我们对上帝之爱的一个回应。
And this is also a response to God's love.
所以这种表现呢，是生命改变的结果。
So this performance stems from the change of our life.
这种改变是带给我们一个最大的满足。
And this change in our heart, in our life, bring us the best satisfaction.
而这种赚得的态度在上帝面前，这是我们属灵上最大的一个敌人。
And then the attitude of earning something from God is the greatest enemy of our spiritual life.
所以表面上看呢，我们自我表现还是我们因为神的爱去激励，两种情况表面上看是相同的。
On the surface, our self-actualization and our love for God that we perform look the same.
但是本质却是迥然不同。
But in nature, they are totally different.
我们自我的表现可能会赢得人的赞许。
Our self-actualization may earn praises from people.
那么唯有生命的更新，我们才能讨得上帝的喜悦。
But only the change in our life can please our Lord.
所以表现的陷阱啊，存在于任何的文化，任何的团体。
This performance trap existed in any other group, in any other culture.
这是人类社会的一个普遍现象。
This is a common phenomenon of a human society.
也是我们行为规范的背后的一个主要推手。
It also a driving force behind our behavior and our good deeds.
这种表现也自然而然地体现在我们信仰的生活。
And this phenomenon also exists in our life of faith.
深刻地影响我们与上帝的关系。
It affects deeply our relationship with God.
人类从未因表现而赢得上帝的青睐。
Human race has never earned God's favor because of their performance.
始终，自始至终都是上帝的恩典。
We know that from the beginning to the end, it is all by God's grace.
所以我们既因基督成为神的儿女，
Since we have become God's children through Christ,
那么就当披戴基督的生命。
Then we need to put on the life of Christ.
行事为人满有基督的样式。
And whatever we do should reflect Jesus' style.
我们行事不是为了表现，乃是基督生命的 真实体现。
So when we do good deeds, it's not for the purpose of performance, but to realize the life we have in Christ.
那么在清朝，中国的清朝是有一位名将，他的名字叫左宗棠。
In China's Qing Dynasty, there was a famous general whose name was 左宗棠。
Yeah, 如果你没有听过这个名字的话呢，你肯定在美国听过这个左公鸡。
If you haven't heard this name, you must have heard in the Chinese food, the General Zuo's chicken.
Yeah, 这个就是以他来命名的。
It was named after him.
我就不知道这个左公鸡跟这左宗棠实际上也没有什么太大关系。
I don't know whether there is a real relationship between General Zuo's chicken with this person.
那么左宗棠呢是很有名的一个将军，因为他曾经平息了新疆的叛乱。
General Zuo was famous because he had conquered the rebellion in 新疆。
那特别是在清朝末期，这政府非常软弱，国家非常这个衰败的时候。
Especially toward the end of the Qing Dynasty, when the country was very weak and is going downhill.
那么国家不断的欠各种的条约，是割地啊、赔款呐、啊，但是。因为左宗棠的这个新疆之战呢，把这个一大块的土地给中国保留下来。
And during the end of Qing Dynasty, the government made many treaties with foreign countries, and then they gave a lot of money or they loan out the land. But General Zuo conquered Xinjiang was a great incident for the country.
所以他把俄国人和其他的人就从新疆赶走。
And he drove out the Russians from Xinjiang.
那么在他去新疆的这个路上啊，有一天他路过了一个地方。
On the way to Xinjiang, one day he passed through certain place.
他看到有一户人家呢，这个外面挂着一个牌子。
He saw a plaque outside of a family.
上面写着天下无敌。
It says, with no enemies in the world.
天下无敌，他这个牌子旁边挂了一个棋盘哈。
And then beside this plaque hung a chessboard.
说明说这个下棋的话，没有人是这家人的对手。
Which means when you play chess, no one is a rival for this family.
所以左宗棠看说啊，停下来，他就进去要跟这个人下棋。
So General Zuo stopped at this family and he went inside wanting to play chess with the family member.
这个人口气也太大了，天下无敌，那我一定要看看他的本领如何。
He was thinking, you know, this man may be boasting. So I want to go in there and then try to see what happens.
所以他进去跟其里面的老者是连下三盘棋哈。
So he went in and played the chess three times with this elderly man.
那结果呢？左宗棠是连赢三盘。
So as a result, he won three times.
所以左将军啊，是大为得意啊。
So he was so happy.
他说：“好啊，你看我已经连赢三盘，这回你应该把你的牌子摘下来了。
”He said, "I won you three times. This time, you need to take down your plaque outside your house."
所以呢，他就兴致冲冲的就离开这个地方呢，去打仗。
So he left happily and went to his battle.
那当他打完仗回来又路过这个地方的时候。
So after the battle, on the way back, he passed through this place again.
他又看到那个牌子还挂在那个地方。
And he saw the plaque hanging there still.
他心里就说，我已经赢过他，他居然怎么还挂这个牌子呢？
So he thought in his heart, you know, I have won him three times. How could he still hang this plaque on his house?
于是他又进去，他就问这个老者说，我已经赢过你三盘，你为什么还要挂这个天下无敌的牌子呢？
So he stopped and went inside the house and asked this elderly man that I have won you three times. How could you still put this plaque on your house?
这个老者就请他再下三盘棋。
So the elderly man asked him to play the chess three more times.
这一回左将军是连输三盘。
And this time he lost three times in a row.
所以原来这个老者知道他是去前去征战的时候，就不想挫他的锐气。
So the reason was this elderly man knew that General Zhou was going to fight a battle, so he didn't want to frustrate, you know, his spirit.
所以我们从这个故事我们可以学到说，如果我们试图在所做的一切的事情上去肯定自己的话。
So this story tells us, if we try to affirm ourselves in everything we do,
那我们活得实在是太累了。
Then our life would be very tiresome.
所以当我们把目光从自我表现上移开。
So when our gaze transfer from ourselves,
我们就会发现可以达到一个比自我表现更高的境界。
We can find that we can achieve a better realm than self-actualization.
因为那里有一片更加广阔的天地。
Because there is a better heaven and earth, a better world waiting for us.
可能有人还会问哈。
Maybe some people will still ask.
说我们知道了表现不能赚得什么。
We know that a performance will not earn us anything.
那到底我们需要怎样表现呢？
So what should we perform anyway?
那又当如何表现呢？
And how should we perform?
我们下一篇信息我们继续来看加拉太书第三章的后半部分。
So in our next sermon, I will continue this series on this, from the second half of chapter 3.
我们一起继续的探讨。
And we can continue to study.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢主你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your grace.
不是我们先爱了你，乃是你先爱了我们。
It's not that we have loved you first, but you have loved us first.
不是我们先去寻找你，乃是你先在万人中拣选了我们。
It's not that we seek after you first, but you have chosen us among thousands.
主，我们就求主你眷顾我们。
We pray that you will continue to watch over us.
这是让我们可以从这种自我表现的这种陷阱当中可以逃出来。
That we may avoid this performance trap.
使我们在属灵的生命上，我们更加追求耶稣基督的真实的生命。
We pray that in our spiritual pilgrimage, we can seek after more of Christ's life.
让我们在所做一切的事上都可以荣耀你。
That we may glorify you in everything we do.
愿今天我们所分享的能成为我们属灵生命的帮助。
May what we have shared today can be a help in our spiritual pilgrimage.
愿主的圣灵在我们每一个人心中动工。
And may your Holy Spirit move in everyone's heart.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.